Welcome, everybody. Share number 1317. We're learning today. Lili Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rebaron Zisel. Lili Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lerafu Shlema Rafol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to our malach of Merakid Sifting. Okay, so we started talking about last year the halachas from the, we're learning from the Sefer Shama Vezachar, the new print, and so on. We started talking about the halachas of filtering drinks. Drinks, liquids, and these various different type of things. And the three different levels we went through, we said you have the type of drink that's totally not drinkable, that would be awesome in a Torah. Then you have the type of drink that's possibly drinkable, but most people would not drink it, would be awesome in Rabbanon. But if need be, somebody would drink it if they're stuck, whatever the case is. In the first case, nobody would drink it. And then you have the last one, which is in general, it's clear water. It's just somebody would like a little bit extra, possibly maybe filtering. We said that would be perfectly okay. In the case of regular drinkable water, but just somebody puts it through, whatever the case is, it goes through a strainer, but everybody's going to drink it the way it is. Anyways, it's no problem. So we'll get it. We'll try and expand a little bit on that and go through some various different examples and how that works. But before I go through that, there was an interesting question. Rav Moshe brings down in the tshuva in Erchaim Dalid, Simon Ayin Dalid, Borer Ois Dalid, and he says that Lamaisa. It's an interesting question. Somebody asked him, what about if sometimes, you know, people, let's say in a case in time in the sink, right? Let's say I'll need the dish. I have to use the dish. Then so I clean off the dish or some of the dirt from the dish, some of the food from the dish, you know, that might have fallen in, it falls into the sink and it's in over there on the bottom. You have like a little, strainer, whatever the case is. So sometimes there's a little bit of a buildup of some dirt. So now the question is some leftover food, whatever. In a case in time, let's say somebody wash off a dish and they need it for Shabbos. Obviously, you can't wash dishes for after Shabbos, but in case of time they needed it for Shabbos. Or there was just some leftover food that's in the sink and it's now in the strainer, you know, that little strainer that goes where the water goes down. So you have that dirt and those pieces, and people in general would like that. That would not go. I would like that little bit of dirt doesn't go down. So there you have the little strainer, and then you have a little piece of food in there. Now you put on the water. So do we say possibly? So somebody asked Rav Moshe, do we say possibly that when I put on the water, I'm washing my hands in the sink, right? Or the water is going into the sink, and now it's going down that drain. But wait a second, there's a little piece of food in that strainer, and now the water is sort of like getting strained out, right? And it, as it goes down into the pipe of the sink, it's getting strained out because it's the food is being withheld in that little strainer in the bottom of the sink. And the water is going straight down. So it's interesting. Rav Moshe says that Lamaisa, that's no problem at all. There's an interesting, the Shulchan Aruch actually brings down in Simen Shin Yud Tes, Sif, Ois Tes, and he brings down that, Ois Tes, he brings down, and Sifkatan Lamed Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah, he brings down that water, when somebody pours, they're talking about over there by wine, and you pour clear wine onto the sediments that were in the little strainer, not in the sink, in the general strainer, whatever the case is. The little bits of shemarim that were left over from before Shabbos, and somebody pours clear wine. But be it as it may, when the dust settles, bottom line is, says the Mishnah Berurah, what one is doing, they're pouring wine, and it's going through, and the wine is clear before, and the wine is clear afterwards. There's nothing really being strained out over here. Straining means, when we talk about merakeid in conjunction with liquids, it means whereby I have a liquid, and this liquid has sediments in it. This liquid might have impurities in it, or might have, whatever the case is, dirt, little bugs, or whatever. It doesn't make a difference. That's not the issue. But it has something in it whereby you have two minim, and now you want to separate one. In other words, you want a clear liquid, right? I want to filter out my water because I want to have clear water. I want to filter out, we'll talk about, interesting case, orange juice. Rav Moshe talks about sometimes a person has orange juice with pits in it or lemon juice with pits in it. Oh, so that's already a major problem. Sometimes little bits of peel in it. I don't know if so much you have it today, but freshly made orange juice, not on Shabbos. We're not talking about Shabbos. It was made before. And maybe there's little pits or little bits of peel or something. So that's already a separate thing. I now want to strain out my oranges. But over here, It says, Rav Moshe, interesting that you just turn on the sink water. What are you doing? The water's clear, like the Mishnah Berurah says over there in Sifkat Lamed Gimel. He doesn't talk about water, he's talking about wine, but the concept is the same, and Rav Moshe quotes it to look over there in that Sifkat Lamed Gimel. He says, you turn on the water, water's clear, right? It's coming down, it goes into that little strainer going down into the pipe, and so you have bits of food over there, the water's clear going in, water's clear going out. You're not straining anything out. So it's an interesting point that Rav Moshe brings down, because somebody might think, well, I have little bits of food, right? I had, let's say, little bits of carrots or something. I don't know. I'm just giving an example. These square carrots. I was thinking something like that. It's stuck in the strainer, and now I put on the water, and the water goes down, and I want the carrots, so I want the little bits of food to stay there, stuck in the strainer. I don't want it going into my pipe. It could stuff up the sink. So maybe that's a question of merakid of straining. So Rav Moshe says, no, in conjunction with that sif cotton lamed gimel, the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, so just to read from the Rav Moshe again, it's in Ois Dalet and Boirer in Siman Ayin Dalet, where they ask Rav Moshe this question. Rav Moshe says to throw, if let's say for whatever reason there's some food in the sink in that little strainer, Kol Anishem Yechol Einaroy Is. He says he doesn't see any Isser at all. Lo Yatsa Klum Derech Nekavim Haktanim. So in other words, that little strainer in the bottom is there to withhold the larger pieces of food so that it doesn't go down the pipe, right? So, and he says now the fact that you put over there water, you turn on the water, you pour in the sink water, whatever the case might be, he says that it's flowing in the water. There's nothing that's being strained out. He says, you're not doing any action of straining out. And he says, this will be mutter, this is no problem at all. Okay, so that's the bottom line. We'll end off with that. But just to read from the Mishnah Berurah again in Sifkatan Lamed Gimel, Ve'im behem dover shetzarech livro mehem. The same type of a case, a little bit different things that they're using, like wine or whatever. But the bottom line is Ve'im behem dover shetzarech livro mehem. There's nothing that has to be separated. The water does not need separation. The water goes in clear and comes out clear. It's just the food that's there gets withheld when the water goes down in the drain. So Lemaisa, Rav Moshe quotes that Mishnah Berurah and says it's no problem. In fact, he even says in the Tshuva he doesn't even understand the whole question to begin with. But be it as it may, it's an important thing to keep in mind, even though one might think, well, I have a little strainer in the bottom of my sink. Maybe I have to take away the strainer before Shabbos. And if any food gets caught down there, we have to let it go down and go into the pipes. Now, the answer is no, not at all. This little strainer could stay there before Shabbos. And if you turn on the water, it's clear water going down and it continues to be clear water. And the fact that the little bits of food are staying in the strainer would not be a problem. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem Baruch HaKol Tuv.